Me either. We always carried milk in a pail, but we could empty the milk out and put water in it.
A bucket.
A water bucket, yeah. We never said a milk bucket. It was always a milk pail and a water bucket.
See, I think we had a milk bucket. I see. Mama kept it separate from the others.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, instead of keeping water
yeah,
in
yeah, right. Well,
call a milk bucket. That was the milk bucket they were using.
All right. Then did y'all milk the cows and everything? Did you? What did you have to do to the milk? Did you pour it through cheesecloth or
something like that?
Okay.
Or a real thin flour sack. Back then, just had one cow, you know, for family use.
What on a farm, if you were, you had some hogs or something and you were saving something for them, you might have a can or a pail in the kitchen.
Not bucket.
Yeah, okay.
You don't see that anymore, do you?
No. No, I guess people that raise hogs now buy prepared food for them most of the time. We just fed them off of anything. We used to take the, what is it they call after you? Something like skim milk. After you get all the cream, make your butter and everything, whatever's left, and we put that in the slot.
Starts out of white a lot of times after you had buttermilk.
Yeah, right. That kind of stuff, and we mix that in.
Didn't need just the dishwater, too.
Yeah. I had a dog that was just about that bad. I had an old hound that would eat the corn cobs and apple cores and just...
We had a horse that would 2 or 3 years ago. I tell you, it didn't eat a thing in the world.
Well, that was awful handy.
Yeah, garbage disposal.
Right. Do you have horses on the place now?
No, we got rid of it. I guess that's the last thing we had, wasn't it? Uh-huh. Besides, there wasn't no profit in horses, but...
Oh, you were raising them to sell.
No, well, he
we sold a few of them, though.
And rode some. Horses eat a lot more than cows, too.
I didn't know that. They eat more than cows?
Yeah, they eat a lot more, don't they?
Yeah?
Don't they?
About 3 to 1.
I never noticed a big difference because our horses and cattle just all grazed all the time, you know, but I didn't know that.
But like, you know, a lot of people around here where they have these horse shows and all that, where they keep them up and feed them, I bet they really go in.
Well, that's why it costs so much, you know, to board a horse now, I guess.
Well, there's so much more active.
Yeah. Yeah, like where they have these show horses and things, that runs into money, I'm sure.
Yeah.
After feed's gone up, I know.
I've forgotten now what it did cost. One of my friends boards a horse, but it's a lot more.
Just think about a sack of dog food, 25 pounds, about $3. And what is horse feed? You have to feed that much to a horse once a week, and no time how much feed is it.
Right. Let's see. What about something that you fry eggs in the morning?
Skillet.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
You ever hear it called anything else?
Frying pan.
Okay. You ever see one with legs on the bottom of it, those short legs?
Yes.
What's that called?
Yes.
Some people call them spiders, or some people call them frying pans. But some of them have kind of a round bottom and have legs.
Yeah, where they used to cook on the fireplace.
Yeah, right. But what about a big iron vessel that you might boil water in or something? Black metal.
Dinner kills?
Okay.
Oh, are you not thinking about the wash pot ice?
Well, either one of them. I guess they did.
Wash pot be outside, and the dinner kill be inside.
Okay. Okay. Something that you might... He's having a pretty good time. What about something that you might put flowers in? If you cut flowers out in the yard, you put them in a what? To show them off.
Frog.
Okay. And the frog would be in a what?
Could be in the... Let's see, a vase or maybe fire bowl.
Okay, and the things that you eat with, you have a what, and a what?
Fork, knife, spoon, or either utensil. I mean,